Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Rock Island City Council has approved an ordinance regulating the use of mini bikes, dirt bikes, ATVs, and low-speed electric bikes on city streets. The measure approved last night stems from numerous police calls made in recent months about unauthorized vehicles, popping wheelies, and other dangerous behavior on public streets. Before the vote, City Attorney Leslie Day explained the ordinance focuses on the unsafe operation of the vehicles. It's different from a new Illinois state law that will require a license, registration, and insurance for e-bikes and other vehicles that can travel faster than 28 miles per hour.
The high-speed electronic bicycles, if they are not covered by the state law, then the ordinance would impact them. And the ordinance would also impact any other motorized bicycle or electronic vehicle that's not covered under state law.
Under the new ordinance, violations for reckless riding come with a fine of up to $750 and the vehicle's impoundment. All Rock Island aldermen except for the 3rd Ward's Glenn Evans voted for the measure, which takes effect on January 1st. The Clinton City Council is set to consider a controversial new ordinance regulating data centers at its meeting today. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
Spurred by interest from the international company QTS, which wants to build a new data center in Clinton, the proposed city ordinance would regulate development of data centers in the city. And Clintonians against data centers has many concerns about the plan. Spokesman Kevin Bradley says transparency is one issue.
We weren't allowed to participate in the conversation, and we have no idea what they were voting on. So it tells us two things. One is they want to keep it hidden from the citizens, and two, we don't even know what it was that they voted on. So that really is not transparent as it should be to the citizenship of Clinton.
At the meeting at City Hall, 611 South 3rd Street, Clinton, the panel will consider a report from the Clinton Plan Commission August 5th, which recommends approval of the ordinance. For more on the story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Meanwhile, Linn County now plans to keep its data center moratorium as is. Supervisors were considering carving out an exception for data centers tied to nuclear power plants. Google has talked to Linn County about building a data center near the Duane Arnold nuclear power plant, which is moving forward to a restart in 2029. Supervisor Brandy Meischeid led the effort to consider a carve-out.
I feel like Iowa's positioned itself to be a pro-nuclear state. I feel like our residents are in favor of nuclear power, which is why I wanted to make sure that we were looking at how we support nuclear energy.
But Meischeid says public feedback has showed opposition to data centers is strong enough that she did not want to alter the moratorium. If Google wants to move forward, it could ask for the land in question to be annexed into Palo city limits. In Illinois, a suburban Chicago lawmaker is calling for stricter oversight and criminal charges after 57 decomposing bodies were discovered at a Southside funeral home. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
State Rep. Diane Blair Sherlock says she wants to introduce legislation to clamp down on the funeral home industry. The Villa Park Democrat wants quarterly inspections of funeral homes and for bad actors to serve prison time for mishandling remains. That's what family members deserve, she says.
All they want to do is mourn their loved one and do what's right by their loved one, and they have no reason to believe that the funeral director or whoever isn't acting in their best interest.
Blair Sherlock hopes to introduce new legislation next spring. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
New research from the U.S. Geological Survey shows nutrient pollution increased in many streams and rivers across the country between 2000 and 2020. The dominant source was the release of old nitrogen and phosphorus stored in soil and groundwater. A lot of this stems from agricultural practices, including fertilizer and manure spread on fields months or even years before. Researcher Olivia Miller is the lead author of the study.
One of the key findings is that a lot of the nutrients that are in rivers today comes from past activities. So, you know, even when improvements are made in terms of reducing nutrient sources, water quality can take time to recover.
She says excess nitrogen and phosphorus in waterways can feed algal blooms, which harm aquatic life and release toxins. High nutrient concentrations can also pollute drinking water sources downstream. Miller says the USGS findings could help inform management decisions to shape future water quality. This is WVIK News.